County Library Director Dan Compton said the event doesn't just look at banned books. It also examines books that are challenged. That is, at least one person has tried to remove it from a library.
Yeah, anybody can obviously challenge a book in writing and bring that, you know, before a school board or a library board and things like that. So it is something that I think there were 464 reported challenges in 2012, but there's also a lot more that go undocumented. As librarians, we love Banned Books Week because it celebrates the freedom to read. We love promoting it and making people aware that censorship is real today. A lot of people think it's not, but it is. And it's funny because, you know, we haven't done a lot at the library to promote it in the past. And this year, I just felt it was really important to do so. We had a challenge earlier in March for a book, and it's been fun to listen to my staff, you know, going through the list and saying, why is that book on there? I love that book. And it's been good for them, but it's also good for the public to be aware of these things.
Author Sherman Aletsi, who was in town last week for the One Book program, has had challenges for his book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian.
It was the number two book last year that was challenged, and he said one of the main reasons his is so easy for people to challenge is because there are drawings in it. There's comics, basically. So it's easy to thumb through it quickly, and people can find, you know, one page that may have some objectionable content, and then they, instead of reading the whole book and learning of the themes of the book, it's a really beautiful story and how this young man's able to overcome some pretty big challenges in his life.
This Friday, the Kimball Junction Library Branch is highlighting Roald Dahl's book Matilda. The movie version, directed by and starring Danny DeVito, will play at 4 p.m. in a downstairs conference room at the Rich End Services Building. Compton said there are a couple of reasons he chose the book.
And it was Roald Dahl's birthday this month, so that was one reason. He was one of my favorite authors growing up. But Matilda, if you look at it, her parents in that book are horrible. They're very neglectful. I think they refer to her as a scab, something that they have to wait till she develops, and then they can just flick her away. So I think that's one of the reasons why people have questioned it in the past. And also there's the issue of suicide is addressed in the book. Miss Honey's father allegedly commits suicide, but we find out later that he actually didn't. But there's that discussion. If young kids are reading this book, that could be a difficult subject for some people to talk about. Also, the headmistress, Miss Trunchbull, is really demeaning to the students, and I think she even throws one out of a window. She used to be like an Olympic hammer thrower, and so some people might find offense with that too.
Summit County Library Director Dan Compton. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.